With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump temporarily relaxes some tariffs ahead of further exemptions.
Ford and GM stocks rallied on Monday after the president said he's considering pauses for auto tariffs.
I'm looking at something to help some of the car companies where they're switching to parts that were made in Canada, Mexico, and other places. And they need a little bit of time.
Apple and other technology companies are also breathing easier after the president temporarily exempted smartphones and other electronics from some of his stiff tariffs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Speaker Mike Johnson says the U.S. must eliminate people on Medicaid who are not eligible to be there.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said Sunday that Republicans would protect entitlement programs as they press ahead with deep cuts to federal spending, but he added that the government must, quote, eliminate people on Medicaid who are not eligible to be there. Last Thursday, Republicans adopted the Senate's framework for passing President Trump's legislative agenda. The House Energy and Commerce Committee is directed to make $888 billion in spending cuts. While Republicans insisted they won't cut Medicaid coverage for people who need it, it's unclear how the House Energy and Commerce Committee can achieve the $888 billion in reductions without major cuts to the program. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Joe Biden set to make his first public appearance since leaving the White House, speaking at a conference Tuesday evening in Chicago. It's Biden's first visit to Chicago since he spoke at the Democrat National Convention in August. The San Diego area dealing with the aftermath of a 5.2 earthquake Monday morning. Nearly a dozen aftershocks were reported, the largest in magnitude 4.0. The San Diego Zoo released a video showing a group of five elephants forming an alert circle during Monday's 5.2 earthquake. The elephants formed the circle designed to protect the herd and younger elephants during the shaking. This is SRN News. Well, finally, some good news.
It comes from the Barna Group, a new poll that indicates 66% of Americans say they have made a personal commitment to Jesus that is still important in their life today. That's up 12% from just 4 years ago. And the report goes on to say that, quote, amongst the biggest drivers of the Jesus resurgence are young generations, particularly Generation Z and millennials. Since the pandemic, they have shown significant increases in commitment to Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More pro-life legislation advancing at the state level. The Kansas legislature has overridden Democrat Governor Laura Kelly's veto of a bill to require the child support payments cover unborn babies. The measure also grants an income tax break for a pregnancy. In Florida, lawmakers are advancing a measure that would permit parents to seek civil damages for the wrongful death of an unborn baby. This is SRN News. The tour company whose helicopter crashed in New York's Hudson River killed six people last week, no longer in operation.
The FAA says New York Helicopter Tours is shutting down operations immediately. The FAA also says it's reviewing the company's license and safety record. The move coming hours after New York Senator Chuck Schumer on Sunday called for the feds to revoke its permit. The Senate Minority Leader also calling on the FAA to ramp up safety inspections for other helicopter tour companies. Julie Walker, New York.
Friends and family of George Foreman pay tribute to the boxing great at a memorial service in his hometown of Houston. Those gathered Monday remembered Foreman for his boxing career and also for his love of God and family and his desire to help his fellow man. President Trump says it's a proud day as he honored the Ohio State football team for winning the national championship. More details at SRNnews.com.